You know, in my part of the world, at the ends of the earth, we don't use watches. We use the sun and calendars. So just don't get uptight if I say a few words. Now, I just want to say a final word on this incredibly important subject we've been considering. And I'm going to say it extremely briefly. I have something which God does not have. Something good. Something wonderful. But God does not have the wonderful thing I have. He just does not have it. I have grandchildren. God does not have grandchildren. Therefore, everything we've been thinking about is extremely important. Our job is to make sure that everybody comes to that relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, and especially those who are already in some way a part of the community. Because we live at a time when there is so much confusion in our thinking. And the biggest problem is that people now come to the Christian faith with presuppositions that most of us as born-again believers don't think about anymore. So we are not presenting what we need to present in a way that people can hear. Now, I know all about this because from many, many years now, coming up to 40 years, I've had to work in other languages. You must learn to speak the language of the people and the generations with whom you're working. Otherwise, our work is in vain. But do take that away. God has no grandchildren, and it's our job to make sure that everybody, and especially in this case, those who are already within the community, really have the opportunity of coming to faith. Shall we just say a prayer about that where we're sitting? Heavenly Father, we thank you because it's so clear that your Holy Spirit is working among us as we meet together. We thank you for your word clearly and deeply and fully expounded to us under the anointing of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you too for bringing back to our mind this terribly important subject of catechizing, of teaching people the basic realities of the world and universe in which we live so that we can live our lives in accordance with reality. And we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will continue to work in our hearts and minds so that we can make the decisions and do the actions that need to be done, Lord, in order that we can fulfill this while we have the opportunity, Lord. And we thank you for the wonderful clarity of your voice to us at this time. Now bless us in all we have to do now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you. God bless you all.
Invite Philip So to come and pray for our meal. And then we will be dismissing by tables and coming back at 1:30 promptly.
Amen to what Archbishop has said. And especially when I look at the visual, it's time to eat. But of course, it's a deeper meaning that we have received good spiritual food through this synod. As well with ourselves as encountered God of life. We can be a Bible people, a gospel people, as well as a global people to pass and transmit to others because God has no grandchildren. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that from the teaching from Keith, we are a new covenant people. In a way, a now people. And we thank you that you will nurture our fellowship and our faith and our partnership together in your work. So, Lord, we give you thanks for the food that we are about to partake. May you nourish our bodies and our minds, and mindful of the needs of others. We ask all these things, giving you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Father.